Welcome, welcome, welcome to the After Show, our podcast on Warm103.com with Tony, Christy, and Nikki from Warm101.3. In a little while, I will tell you why we spend more money when we use a credit card. And it's not just because, well, I don't have to pay for it till next month. There's something else going on with that.
Right.
So it's a little scary is what it is, quite frankly. We'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, wow.
So this is the time of year when men have vasectomies. Why is that?
Why is that?
March Madness.
So they have recovery time and watch TV.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this whole past year, you could have done that.
Yeah, you had plenty of time.
Yeah. But this is, and there's a, I guess there's a group in, I forgot, you know, a group of doctors, I forgot what state, Virginia or something, that actually started running commercials.
Yes.
And then the NCAA tried to sue them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they called it vasectomy, not madness.
Something.
No,
yeah.
Something, a different word, but it's who cares? You know, if you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
SU and Bonaventure, they're in the big dance. But
are
you know
they?
Who's not?
Who?
Duke and Kentucky. For the first time since 1976.
Wow.
Wow, what happened there?
Dude, COVID. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
It's just crazy to me.
Yeah. Hey, and here's something sort of related. You know, a lot of people are doing the in vitro fertilization. There are more twins being born now than ever before.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Why? Because we all need help getting pregnant? Is that what
yes.
it is?
And so what happens is you're having twins.
Well, a lot of times we're waiting to have kids. So if you wait too long, sometimes you do need help to get pregnant.
Yeah.
And then with that comes twins or triplets, which is the predicament I was in, right? When we had Nate with the help of a doctor, and then we went back to have another kid, and we looked on as well. There were twins and triplets. And everybody we ran into all of a sudden went to our same fertility doctor and had twins or triplets. And Jason looked at me. He goes, Are you good? we got one. We're good. We're good. We're okay. We're going to go now.
One of the guys I used to play ball with going back over probably 40 years, he was one of the first people. I think he and his wife were the first couple in Rochester to have it done. And they had triplets.
Triplets,
so
yes.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah, we ran into people he went to school with at McQuaid, and they were like, I had triplets with Dr. So, and we're like, that's our doctor. And we said to him, we go, now, we've been running into, we see on your wall, it's all twins and triplets. He goes, it's so rare. I'm like, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah, not so much.
It's like the Groucho Marx joke. This is the Groucho Marx. I don't know if this is true or not, but here's how I heard it. He had a woman on his show, You Bet Your Life, and she... they talked about, children. She goes, we have three sets of twins. He goes, do you always have twins? She goes, no, lots of times we get nothing. Again, I don't know if that's true, but
right.
It's a good story.
Cute.
So don't talk to me about your girls' weekend, Nikki.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh,
Nikki.
Girls' weekend. I think I'm still recovering from girls' weekend.
That's true. You probably are.
Girlfriend, we had so much fun. We had this beautiful home on Sotus Point, like right out on the point. So you had water on both sides of you.
Mm-hmm.
Just gorgeous views. We had actually made reservations to go, out to eat Saturday night. We canceled the reservations. We didn't even want to leave this house. It was so gorgeous. So ate, drank, and were merry. I laughed so hard. My abs literally hurt more than my HIIT workouts. Okay.
That's
was there
awesome.
Any drama? Because last time you had one of the things, you had drama with some.
Oh my gosh. No drama. None. It's really amazing.
You.
It's like we've all grown up or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at that.
All the conversations, I can't say what everything we spoke about, but, talked about some of the girls are starting to have hot flashes and things like that, it was just so much fun. But I ate and drank so much. I am up 8 pounds on the scale. And
oh, my goodness.
I am not
on one
kidding.
Weekend?
One
Holy
weekend.
Cow.
Well, it's because your body's not used to it. That'll go.
I hope so. Because I got on the scale this morning, guys, and my eyes popped out.
Is it water weight or vodka weight?
Probably both.
Oh gosh, who knows? Multiple liquids.
Yeah. I feel like after a night of drinking, for some reason, the scale is always off. So just give it a couple days.
I hope so.
It's just sodium.
that's it.
Water retention from sodium.
Oh my gosh.
That's very funny.
So how is Jay, you said your husband, Christy, is
amazing me lately?
Amazing, yes.
He really is. It was cute because on Saturday I went with my niece and my sister, and Jason took Nate to all his sporting things because only one parent can go. Mm-hmm. So Jason likes to go and Nate likes him to go. So my sister and I went with my sister and niece because what do we like to do? We like to go shopping. So we went shopping and I actually found a place that had clothes in Jason's size.
No way. Wow.
Yes. They have a whole section. And I bought him stuff. And I never get to get him anything because it's not a normal thing because he's really tall. So it always has to be a tall size of something. So I was able to buy him t-shirts and shorts and, you know, sweatpants, and he was so excited. Wow. Even my sister was like, I have never seen someone so happy over clothes. Like, especially a man. Guy, right?
Right.
She goes, Chris, he was so happy. And he did. He kept thanking me. He even gave me, like, a kiss and a hug, and my mom was like, Nate, did you see that? They were hugging and kissing. Like, did you notice? And then yesterday, he took Nate to basketball early in the morning. I got to sleep in. Just saying. Mm. He came home and made chicken wings for Nate. For lunch.
Love
cleaned
it.
Up. Okay.
He even cleaned up
the kitchen. I mean, and we're talking, you had to empty the dishwasher first and put everything away. He cleaned out the fryer, everything.
Wow.
Then I took a nap after I did a few things, like some laundry of my own. And then mine and Nate's. And then I woke up from my nap and he had made dinner. He made grilled steak out. He sautéed mushrooms, baked potatoes, and he cleaned up again.
What has gotten into him?
I don't know. Who's this man in my house?
Normally, at this point in time, Christy would get suspicious.
Right? And then I thought, if you were going to do all this because I bought you a few clothes, I'll buy you clothes all the time.
Right.
Well, speaking of buying, did you use a credit card?
I did, and I asked, they upped my credit limit because it was a store card.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They studied this at MIT, and turns out paying with a credit card activates a purchase craving. So the more you spend, the more you want to spend. It activates the part of your brain called the striatum, I think is how you say it. It's responsible for releasing dopamine, which is the happy drug, okay?
Wow. I bought new sheets like I was on a spending spree.
Yeah, it happens when it's funny because my son, he went on a little spending spree too. He got a raise and he got a bonus and then he's going to get money from the government. So he's like fat right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And so he went a little crazy, which is, you know, and it is fun when you know, if you have the money, of course, to pay for it all. But it is fun. But yeah, so it buying with a credit card, it makes you spend more because you get that dopamine rush. And it's like, I never would have, I don't know. I mean, I like buying stuff, but I've always been the opposite. I mean, I like buying stuff like anybody else, but I'm always thinking about what else I could do with that money. I mean, it's just a thing since, I don't know, I could never get... Never get past that. I don't enjoy sometimes, you know, because I feel like I should be doing something better with the money. And it's just a guilt thing, which I lay on myself. Mm-hmm. I should just stop.
See, and I have a guilt thing the other way because a lot of times when I spend money, it's not for things.
Oh, it's for gambling?
Yeah. So my sister and I looked at each other. Look it. We got something this time.
Oh, my gosh.
And he actually came away with something.
For our money.
That's right.
So, Nikki, you're a week into your engagement. How is it going?
Oh, marvelous. Actually, on my girls' weekend, you know, I'm out having a great time with the gals. And I come home and I found out he moved a bunch of stuff out of my house for me.
How sweet is he?
Got a guy friend and took some of the big items. So I don't have to worry about it.
On his own initiative, knowing that you have probably been worrying about
these
things.
I've been having anxiety, yes.
Yep.
So it was so great.
How sweet.
I hit the jackpot with this guy.
Yeah, well, he hit the jackpot with you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you
You
so
both.
Sweet.
Yes. You know, when they say like, oh, how could those two be together sometimes with people? We see why you two are together. Aww. It's really good.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
So good for you. That's nice. Hey, in case you care, Twizzlers is coming out with a mystery flavor.
Yeah.
Do you guys like Twizzlers?
Yeah.
I love the grape ones.
I don't like licorice.
You know, I think the new flavor is plastic and sugar. I think
gross.
That's basically it.
It's so true, though.
Yeah.
That's what it is, isn't it? There's no food in that thing. There is no food. There's no food in that. There's no food in Twinkies. And there's not a lot of food in Oreos, you know?
Mm-hmm. Those are
I do love Twinkies, and I do love Oreos. And I just, I mean, what's not to love?
When is the last time you had an Oreo?
Oh, it's been a while because
you don't eat them. You don't buy them because you know you can't buy them because if you buy them, you'll eat them.
I eat a sleeve at a time if I buy them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the whole thing. I can't stop.
That's how I feel about the Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Right. See, I and my wife buys... My wife has willpower, okay? So she buys stuff. So right now in my house, there's pretzels, there's potato chips, there's all sorts of junk, okay?
Wow.
And so she actually hides the chocolate from me, okay?
Mm-hmm. Chocolate's my downfall, too.
Because it's not so much willpower. I'm an addict. If you get me started on something, I got to finish it.
Same here. Know?
Yeah, it's very hard for me. I ate some bread. We had like one of those pumpernickel dip things.
Oh,
I had
those
one bite, and that turned into 8 pounds.
Yeah. You can't stop. Yeah. You can't stop with that stuff. That rye dip stuff, that's so good.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Yeah.
I have decided from now on I'm eating whole grain and whole wheat bread because that stays with you longer. You feel fuller longer. Because white bread is just like eating air, you know? There's
we
no
never
nutrition.
Ate white bread in my house. It was never.
We always had wheat as well growing up.
Yeah. But you got to get to 100% because, you know, they can call it whole wheat if there's X amount in there, you know? But if you get 100%, same with the whole grain. Got to get 100%. That way you know that they're not lying and the whole deal is there. And it's just better for you. And it makes you feel fuller longer. It's like, that's why I like daylight saving time because it's lighter later, okay? I like lighter later. I like fuller longer. They're just fun to say.
Tony's tips.
That is Tony's tips.
It's Tony's tips. Stay lighter later and be fuller longer. So
there you go.
All right. So there's the podcast for today. Tune in to Warm 101.3 all the time. We just love to have listeners. And then share this link with your friends on Facebook, Insta, and any place else. And we'll see you next day on the After Show and on Warm 101.3. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.